VoiceAmerica.org.
Question of when will Muammar Gaddafi be brought down? His $30 billion worth of assets have been frozen. He's still trying to thaw out and figure out what to do in Libya. So far, he's still entrenched, and that's the key thing. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to zig and zag all over the place per usual. It's water cooler buzz on the overnight highway. You always have a shot at throwing in your two cents, whether you do it on the chat or through email. All roads lead to AmericaTonight.net if you go there. That's Facebook and Twitter and all the other stuff that you can possibly imagine. No Tupperware parties, but everything else. Here's the number, 800-259-5791. I'm going to say it again right from the get-go. Maybe there's a chance you'll remember it. 800-259-5791. I know I've told this story a couple of times, and it's really true. Like the squares when you go to a Super Bowl party. I have a friend that had squares for the end of Gaddafi, just as something fun to do. He's a big-time news photographer. They get bored in between, sadly, the news that bleeds and leads. So when they're sitting around in the shop, they come up with things like a Deadpool and squares for when Gaddafi goes down. Is there any chance that Muammar Gaddafi, who is obviously delusional, hangs on to his gig? Well, I would say after the U.S. froze $30 billion in Libyan assets, it's certainly become a lot tougher for the man. So what does Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., have to say about Gaddafi? A whole bunch of things. Take a listen.
Now is the time for Colonel Gaddafi to step aside to prevent further bloodshed, and to allow the Libyan people to have a government that is responsive to their aspirations, violate human rights, and be held accountable, or stop the violence and respect the Libyan people's call for change. There's no escaping that critical choice. It only underscores how unfit he is to lead and how disconnected he is from reality. $30 billion, an unprecedented quantity of resources, have been seized in just over the last several days.
All right, so without the money, it'd be pretty hard to, one, run, but also to continue down the same path. Gaddafi has a different take on things, as you can imagine, and here's a little tiny clip. Listen closely. I'm sure you can understand what he's saying. Here's Muammar the man.
They love me, all my people with me. They love me, all.
But if they do love
me, they will die to protect me, my people.
They are dying at the hands of Gaddafi, who's ordering the militia loyal to him to fire on those crowds in Tripoli, unfortunately, for those who push forward. So now we're going on, how many days has this been going on at this point? He's been in place for 41 years, the most in any Arab nation. And the fighting between the government and the rebels continues to go on. You heard what he said. They love me, all my people. They'll die. They'll protect me. They love me. The death toll, by the way, you know, you give or take a little bit, about 1,000 people. The crowds in the last 2 weeks have been fired on. They've been shot just, boom, randomly. Maybe somebody who's not necessarily involved, even kind of on the fringe, shot in the head. Witnesses have seen it and have tried to Twitter it out or do whatever they can. But most of that social network stuff has been shut down. Certainly, Gaddafi has lost control of parts of the country to some of the rebel forces. And every single day that goes on, more of the Libyan official types are bailing. They're defecting. And they're on the other side. And they're calling for him to leave, for him to be outed. What's going to be interesting is if Gaddafi, who was in fact a rebel himself and overthrew a regime, if he's outed, do you think he gets tried? Should he be tried? So he's got all this confidence. There were reports that a military jet bombed a base in an area that the rebels hold, about 90 miles south of Benghazi, which was certainly one of the strongholds of the government opposers. Some bases even have fallen into the hands of the protesters that are trying en masse to get all the way through to Tripoli and beyond, to just surround the place and pull them down. You'd have to think, even as you see soldiers switching their allegiances, that continues to happen, you really have to believe, my buddy with the squares, whoever has the square for the next couple of days, at the most into the next week, you would have to think that this government falls. How do they sustain? Because the pro-Gaddafi people are starting to shrink. I mean, they're still attacking, but it's starting to shrink, and the soldiers are bailing. The more that happens, less firepower. Follow the dots, and you know exactly what I mean. So that was Susan Rice, and she represents the U.S. as far as the U.N. is concerned. How about the Secretary of State? Because Hillary Clinton would be the main woman involved in this, the main official anyway, representing the United States. So she's part of a meeting in Switzerland, the UN's Human Rights Council. I asked the question, will they be able to go after him for anything? And they're exploring all possible options. They're saying nothing is off the table so long as his government, the Libyan government, continues to threaten and kill its people. The more that happens, then he has a chance of being tried for what's going on, for violating international legal obligations and what would be called common decency, and the legitimacy of the government has certainly fallen. Finally, we heard that over the weekend from our president, but I would think that they may have more to go on. They might be able to get him, in other words. And will he be exiled? Is that what's going to happen? I would say there's probably a very good possibility of that as well. But with the U.S. now being the latest country to freeze the assets, with $30 billion gone, Libyan government assets now under U.S. jurisdiction, after the sanctions that happened from the U.N., I don't imagine he's got too much more whittled away, which makes it a lot tougher. All right, let me set up the menu quickly here on America Tonight. Coming up on the flip side, we've got a special edition of What's in the Road. I'll explain. Plus, we're going to check the mailbag. Lots of emails on a plethora of things. And we also have another version of We Can Count, because after all, it is about the numbers. And that's coming up at the tail end of this hour. And, of course, you're always welcome to join in. Gaddafi, should he be tried? Think he gets out of this? Just goes into exile, slips away. 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
I think many of you can relate to what we're going to talk about next in What's in the Road. Ever hit anything in the middle of the night? Or perhaps the fog blinded whatever stepped into your view? Did you ever smash into any kind of a creature? All of us have, I guarantee, almost all of you have a roadkill story. Oh, it's the worst. I was in a car in college, boom, on the way to Canton, Ohio. Deer everywhere. It was late at night, smashed into the car, and all everybody kept saying is, wow, we could have been killed. I know a guy that was killed a couple of years ago. Everybody has their stories, their nightmare stories about a deer and somebody got hurt, so don't worry about it because it could have been worse, and geez, what if they had gone through the windshield and whatever. And also I had a sad thing happen when I came around a corner. I was going normal speed limit, but a cat darted into the road, and I just clipped the tail end of it, and I started to go after the cat. I parked the car on the side of the road, started to go after it, and this really nice guy pulls up behind me, and he's like, whoa, 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 what are you doing? You can't do anything. Don't worry about it. It's not your fault. Can't help it. Cat darted out in front of you. That's what happened. You're not going to be able to help that cat. You know, forget about it. You cannot do anything. So the reason I bring this up is, all of us have had that experience, but have you ever hit a goat? Weird things end up in the roads in California. Interstate 5 on Saturday night, you're cruising down the highway, feeling pretty good, and all of a sudden, 200 goats are in your way. But for some reason, you didn't see them. Or the people in front of you didn't see them, so you slapped into the back of them. They say about 40 goats were killed, and there were a couple of terrible accidents. Non-life-threatening, but pretty serious. You know, where they were worried about concussions, or people were bleeding, that kind of stuff. So most of the surviving goats were returned to the owner of the goat herd that ended up in the street. And I hate to laugh, but what a terrible, terrible thing to encounter when you're just trying to get where you're going. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden you look over and you've got, what choice do you have? If you're the person that's in the front, you've got no choice. You're stuck. You gotta keep on going and trying to turn the car. And that's what happened. And it caused not a big chain reaction, but kind of a chain reaction. So I think everybody can relate to that, to hitting something. Matt, have you ever hit a deer? I'm thinking Minnesota, you really grew up in an area where there would be deer, but certainly raccoons, that kind of stuff, maybe a coyote, maybe a bobcat. Did you ever hit anything?
No, I've seen a lot of deer and I've come close, but I've never actually hit one. I've had friends who have, but I myself have never done that.
Ooh, good for you. It's terrible. It's terrible. David in Texas shoots us this. I had a deer hit and run from me, and I've had a deer attack my truck before. I've heard about that too. Jack from Down Under. This is classic. What do you think Jack is going to say? Australia? Are you thinking it in your mind already? Hit and killed a kangaroo with his SUV, took it home, butchered it up, and used it for food. Oh, that graphic. Not a good I didn't want to think about that. I know people that have hit alligators, but then the alligators look like they're dead in the road. And then they get up and they slither across the highway. But the roadkill thing can be traumatic. Oh, for some of those people that hit people's animals, oh, that's got to be the worst when you hit a dog. Oh, I can't even imagine. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello, Kate. Boy, I guess I would tick off Granny, huh?
Yeah. you're on the highway all the time. I guarantee you've hit things.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, there's not much you can do, you know. I don't think people are out there trying to hit them, you know. But, you know, the most important thing, Kate, once again, is to remember that, you know, if something jumps out in front of you, do not swerve.
Right, because you can hit somebody on the other side of the road or kill yourself going over a cliff or slamming into a guardrail or whatever.
Well, your automobile, you know, is anywhere from, 3,000 pounds and up, you know, is designed to go straight, you know, in a if you want to call it, I don't know, vertical position, not horizontal. And if you turn it, you swerve to hit something, is a good chance, depending how big it is, that it can knock the balance of your car off, which is why people end up spilling out all over the road, because it's, you know, it's kind of like a, you know, running back in the NFL when he's going straight forward, you know. You got to take it. It's a lot harder to take him down than versus if he's going at an angle, then somebody can flip his side, you know.
Yeah.
Or flip his leg out from under him, you know. And so it's kind of the same thing with a car, you know, a vehicle. You got to go straight, and, you know, if you see something jump out in front of you, and a lot of people are just not used to that gate, you know, a dog or a cat or something or a rabbit runs out in front of them, it's startles,
sure.
You know, but, you know, you've got to just kind of, you know, I don't know, I, you know, driving.
You just drive.
120,000 miles a year that I drive, you know, it's, you know, I have to, you know, you have to get experience at it, you know, and the worst thing you want to do is, you know, and it's going to do damage to your car. A lot of people think, oh, I can swerve and miss it and save my vehicle from, you know. Well, that's why we have insurance, Kate, and that's why we have a zillion body shops around this country. And, you know, your car is a car. You know, if it ends up getting totaled out or whatever, you know, I mean, or cost a lot of money to fix it or whatever, you know, that's a lot more, lot less than your life's worth, you know.
Yep, I agree.
So, but yeah, you know, just gotta be, you know, another thing is there's a lot of areas that, you know, animals migrate, you know, there's certain areas. In fact, I'm right now pulled over right where I hit an elk almost once, Kate, within a mile, you know, and this is just an area, you know, through this canyon here that is, you know, it has a lot of animals that roll through here. So that's another point where, you know, especially in the nighttime, you want to you want to slow down a little bit and be more cautious, you know, and a lot of times you can brake in time, you know, and they'll end up getting out of the way. But that one taxi driver caller said, you know, he'd been attacked. I've had a couple of them come right at me, Kate, and they're looking right at me. I swear, some of them, I think, are theater. I think they're like loonies or something like that, you know? It's like they're looking at, like, they think they can take you on or something, you know? And I'm acting, you're going, what the heck was wrong with that theater? Which, right, I'm glad I brought that up because it reminds me of something. Do you remember about a year or so ago, maybe it was a couple of years ago, I told you about this wind farm that they wanted to build south of Rawlins, Wyoming, which is south part of the state, 1,000 wind turbines, which will generate approximately 2,000 to 3,000 megawatts. And for those who don't know what a megawatt is, or I don't really know what it is anyways, but it's enough to power up about 6,000 or 600,000 homes, which you're talking roughly about 2 million people, enough electricity for them. And they had to have this 2-year study for bird migration to see if it was going to cause problems with birds. And I'm thinking to myself, Kate, if a bird's flying along and they see something standing up in front of them and they're stupid enough to fly in front of it, right into it, you know? I mean, they're only about 150 feet high, these wind turbines, you know? You think the bird could just fly over the top of it, but no, they're going to... Does it really deserve to be a bird anymore, Kate? I mean, if they're that stupid to fly into a wind turbine, you know? I mean, it just shakes my head. And they had to do a study about this, which, finally, they've gone over this study and have now given approval to where the thing can move on. And probably within, I think, by next year, they're supposed to start building this wind farm.
Wow, that many years. But you know what, Don? Yeah. I think if you Google this, or even I saw a show one time on National Geographic, I would have the tendency to agree with you. Birds are not that smart. They have certain patterns in their head, and they follow them. Look at the geese and the things that happen over New York in that flight pattern out of LaGuardia, and they do not deviate from it. That's the problem. They have to trick them.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of crazy, but that's true.
Did you catch the Oscars?
Oh, yeah, and I would have to say that what I did was I just fast-forwarded through everything. But I would say thumbs down to a lot of the moments of the Oscars. Not a lot of big surprises. Kind of boring, actually. Kind of a boring show from what I could see. I did not watch the whole thing. I did the fast-forward deal, so I have to be honest. I didn't watch it in real time. That makes a difference. Stay with us. Beverly, you're next, plus we're checking the email.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh! We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Check the mailbag. Phil in Austin, Dan in Vermont, and Paul in Michigan all have sent notes the last couple of days. I think really two of them are from earlier in the day and one from tonight. Anyway, we're going to check the mail. I always say if you want to vent, you want to tell us something interesting, or you just have a thought or two that you want to scratch out, send it to us at americatonight.net. You just go that to that website, and it will direct you to the email. Let's check in with Beverly in Kansas. Hey, Bev.
Hey, how are you, Kate?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing really fine. I've got to tell you a really funny story about, you know, hitting animals.
Yeah.
Except I didn't hit it. My son was, he's now 29, but when he was about, five or six, we were going to go to the babysitter, you know, and I was going to go on to work. And Ryan walked out the door, and he came running in crying. And he goes, Mom, Rudolph is dead in the driveway. And I went, what? And I don't live in the country.
Right.
And so these deer had come in from, you know, out in the country and came into town. And it broke its neck. And I went, oh, Ryan, you know, what are you talking about? I went out there. Sure enough, a deer was dead in the driveway.
Wow.
Yeah. And I said, and, you know, he's like 6 years old and just going crazy. And I says, well, honey, go out there. You know, I'm trying to keep my composure. And I went out there and looked, and sure enough, there was a dead deer in the driveway.
See, he wasn't pulling your leg. Oh, that's a terrible story, though. That's awful for him.
Well, I know, but it was awful for him. And I said, but, honey, go out there and look and see if it's got a red nose. If it doesn't have a red nose, it's not Rudolph. Okay. So here I had to go to work, you know, and I was going to take him to the babysitter, and we were going to, you know, take him, and then I go to work. Well, I had to call the bank. I worked at a bank. And I said, you know, guys, I'm going to be late. And I was a loan officer. And I said, I'm going to be late. There is a dead deer in the driveway. And I said, okay, Paula. Beverly.
Boy, that sounds like an excuse, doesn't it? That sounds like you're making one up.
And they're going, what did you have to drink today?
I would just be thinking you're trying to get out of work.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And Ryan's just a ballin', and he went out there and looked, and no, it didn't have a, you know, a red nose. But I had to call the Fish and Game Control.
To come get him.
Yeah, to come and get it. Mm-hmm. And it was just, like, so unreal. I mean, it was like, here's this dead deer in my driveway.
Wow.
And I live on a very busy street. And it was just too funny, but I had to call my son down, you know, and go, it doesn't have a red nose. That's okay. It's not Rudolph. Don't worry about it. We'll get it taken care of.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm glad, Bev, you shared that story. Thanks for sharing, because for people who just tuned in, I did a thing called What's in the Road. There were 200 goats in California, people slamming into the goats in the middle of the night and killing about 40 of them. Some ended up bumping their heads, getting black eyes, all that sort of thing, and didn't realize what was happening. How many of us can relate to that story where you don't know what's happening? It's like the coyotes. They're coming closer to the suburbs. In fact, where I live, there's coyotes. You'll see a coyote or two, especially late night in the street. Occasionally see them in the street. Not too far away at a park, there's a coyote den. Not unusual. The coyotes have kind of come down. In California, they have this same problem. Bobcats is another deal. I know people have hit coyotes. I mean, not coyotes, raccoons. Armadillos, if you live in Texas. Ooh, you see one of those things in the road. You don't want your car to hit that either when you're cruising around. Oh, the worst is if somebody hits an animal, and of course the animal stays there, hopefully not a dog. Hopefully the dog is taken off the road so you don't have to see the dog. But all the other animals, it's bad. And then eventually there's a pickup. They call someone animal control, probably like Bev. And eventually somebody comes and gets whatever it is out of the street or out of the highway or wherever you happen to see the animal or hit the animal. All right, I promised that we would check the mailbag. So quickly, let's do that. Let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one is from Dan in Vermont. Hey, America, tonight, Kate, I know you talked a lot about the Greedos. In fact, I think you threw them in the dungeon at one point, and I laughed my head off. I think that guy is a scumbag, and his wife is no better. It's sickening what they did to J.C. Dugard. Were you excited when you found out that they got 18 years? Thanks for bringing that up. Yes, I was very happy to see they got 18 years, but I don't know if that's even enough because they destroyed this young woman. He got her pregnant. He had two kids with her. It's a very twisted, awful story. They picked her up off of the going to the bus when she was 11 years old, way back in 91, right in front of her house in South Lake Tahoe, California, if you don't know the story. And the Garridos held her in a hidden compound behind their house for 18 years. Finally, she was found when she was 29, having two children. Apparently, she's really getting her head together. She's in seclusion, living in seclusion with her mother and her two daughters. So the whole, you know, her mother missed her whole childhood from 11 on, then suddenly these two kids. So maybe 18 years is absolutely not enough, but at least they got 18 years for what they did to this girl. I think it is absolutely disgusting. So thanks for bringing that up, Dan. Here's one from Paul in Michigan. He says, Did you hear what Louis Farrakhan had to say, Kate, about the Middle East? You know, you're always talking about it being a hornet's nest. Farrakhan says the Middle East is coming soon to a neighborhood near you and me. What do you make of those remarks? Well, I think what Farrakhan was saying is the situation that we see in the Middle East, younger people not getting jobs, disillusion, protests, that we were going to see the same thing in the United States. And I hope not. I hope we don't see that in the United States. Oh, no. That's why that jobs thing is so important. How high is the unemployment rate? How desperate do people feel about jobs, whether they're in an older sector, an older demographic, or younger? It's got to be the worst thing in the world, bad timing in certain fields to get a degree right now, come out and realize, yeah, there's nothing happening. It depends on the field. Depends on what you're doing. But I don't agree with Farrakhan. I don't think that we're going to see that. But I am a glass half full person. I'm going to stick by my guns and say, not in this country. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And, boy, I'll do everything I can to preserve it. That's for sure. Here's one from Joe in Connecticut. Joe says, yo, Kate, what's going on? I got a question for you. Have you been paying attention to what's going on with the movies? I know you do your movie review. I want to say it's at the end of the week. I think it's kind of funny because some of the movies I wouldn't go to save my life. I don't even think I would pay a dollar at the so-called Red Box. Do you think more people are going to the movies? That's what I mean when I say, are you paying attention to what's happening with the movies in the box office? Yeah, we do pay attention to what happens at the box office because we do those cheap movie reviews, Joe. And the traditional times of the year that do well are holding true. Heading into the summer or the holidays, the animated features because of the kids, and not only just the kids, a lot of adults seeing some of them because it's that double meaning with some of those movies. But I think what happens is true. When people feel pinched, when they feel blue, they want to escape, you want to escape. So what's your escape? Some people would say drinking or, sadly, drugging. Some people will just go to the movies. Now you can tell that. Drive by a movie theater, and yes, I know older people go and they have matinees and they don't pay as much and all that. But you can see by the parking lot how many people are in the parking lot. Especially if a big movie comes out that's getting a lot of interest and people are talking about it at church or at their groups or hanging out with their posse. Yo, did you see this movie? Did you see The Fighter? Did you see this? Then you can see that, yeah, the parking lots have more people who are trying to escape going to see the flicks during the day. Or maybe you just work the third shift like the rest of us and you have a weird window of time. All right, here's our last one, and this one is from Dawn, listening to us in Missouri. Kate, I know sometimes you pay attention to entertainment stuff. Did you perhaps hear earlier in the evening that the Dancing with the Stars cast was revealed? What do you make of the cast? I did see a story about it, and it's like they just get nuttier and nuttier because controversy sells. Nuts sell. Ralph Macchio. Actually, he's fine. Kirstie Alley. Who knows? She's so unplugged. Who knows what you get there? Kendra Wilkson. I think she's a Playboy bunny. See, some of them I would barely even know. Sugar Ray Leonard. Of course, I know him, but he's in his mid-50s. Wendy Williams is a talk show host. Oh, who else do they have? Hines Ward, we know him, NFL Pro Bowler from the Steelers. Steeler days. Uh-huh. Romeo. I don't know, seems like an odd crowd to me, that's all I'll say.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alright, so I'm a big fan of space exploration when it's budgeted. Discovery. I do like the whole shuttle thing. So Discovery is 4 days and 8 hours into the mission. And the International Space Station, Capcom, actually had to notify the station commander, Scott Kelly, and the Discovery commander, Steve Lindsay, that the plus one day is approved. What does that mean, plus one day? The mission's extended, of course, if we cut through all the nonsense. Why do they have to do that? Because they've got to outfit what they're calling the permanent multipurpose module. They're waiting for a decision on the fly around, which they're going to make Tuesday at the space station. You know, there's so many little intricate things you could get into when it comes to the missions. If you go to NASA.gov, there are interesting little tidbits, like I say, little tidbits, that you can learn about the behind-the-scenes stuff and see some of the photos, and I think that part's pretty cool. You see the astronauts and you realize, my God, man, they're in space. They they have them, that's for sure. Would you really go into space if you had the opportunity? I don't know. There's some things that would be, I think, neat about being in space, and then there's some frightening things about being there. They're actually working outside of the space station during the first spacewalk, and that's the fun part to see. So if you go to that website, which I'm not plugging, I don't care, but if you are interested in space at all and you go there, you get a good view of all the action. What's happening with the astronauts. All right, we continue on the path of numbers. That's what We Can Count, by the way, is all about. Numbers. Follow the money. And follow the money they did, the U.S., in freezing $30 billion in Libyan assets. Of course they froze the assets. Right? Finally, the U.S. woke up. They're no dummies. Everybody else was freezing assets of Muammar Gaddafi. He's gunning people down in the street, for goodness sake. So what does that mean? The Treasury made the big bad announcement. It's just one step that you take in trying to break Gaddafi and the power he holds. And by the way, $30 billion, the largest amount, largest ever blocked under any sanctions program that we've had. So for the United States, that's it. That's the biggie. Will Gaddafi continue to hang on? Well, for now he is. But if he completely runs out of loot, that's going to make it a lot tougher, I would think, for him to be able to do it, let's say. A couple of other things worth mentioning. I have to say, thank goodness, with all the nutty things that are happening with Charlie Sheen, there was an announcement that despite 2.5 men going down for the season, the crew is going to be paid. That's good. Because the crew, as I explained in a previous show, and all of you can imagine it, the lighting people, the electricians, all that sort of stuff, this is it. They turned down other work to work on this sitcom. And not that we're crying any big tears for them, but they have families. They're regular blue-collar workers. And in the middle of all the kookiness, they're the ones who get screwed. So they're going to get paid. That's a good thing. Now they're probably liking that because they're getting paid for not working. All right, if you didn't watch the Oscars, or perhaps if you had nothing else to do and you did watch the entire Oscar broadcast, a couple of quick notes. One, the actress who won for The Fighter, Melissa Leo, who turned in an incredible performance, also not only gets her first Oscar, maybe the only one she'll ever win, but she carries with her the odd distinction that she's the only person in Oscar history, which I find so hard to believe, to drop the F-bomb. And I liked what she said afterwards. They questioned her, oh, you know, what happened? And she said, this is part of my vernacular. This is what I grew up with. This is what I talk about. I taught my kid this. My kid does this. I told him just not to say it in front of his grandmother. So she carries with that. She carries away the Oscar and the F word because she's the only one to ever get bleeped for that. I think people have been bleeped for other things they've said, but never that. So she's the first one to do it. How about that? And we have a death to report. If you go way back in the time machine and you're a black and white person where you watch some of those old movies, sometimes even the youngest people that listen to us have a curiosity about film or looking at old historic pictures or whatever. Jane Russell, dead at the age of 89. Who was Jane Russell? In the 40s and 50s, she was a bombshell. I mean, a knockout. She was the Angelina Jolie kind of looking of her era. And because, although a little different body type, she was voluptuous. But she died in Santa Maria, California. That's where she was living. And she was, as I said, 89 years old. She was famous for a couple of different pictures that she made for, you know, sexy and coming on the scene. And also that she dated the billionaire wacko Howard Hughes at one point in her life. Yeah, boy, I can only imagine just based on what I've read about Howard Hughes, what that would be like, especially at the tail end of Howard Hughes's life when he was a recluse. But they dated, actually, before he had fallen into that rabbit hole. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Hey, Kate, I'd like to talk about the budget and use some of your sports history. You know how in a football game, the game is close, and there's a strategy of not scoring too soon. They try to score as close to the end of the game as possible so that the other team will not have a chance to do anything about it, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm wondering, you know, that wouldn't be what our politicians are doing, huh? Is stretching this out till the 2012 election and trying to get the biggest bang for the buck near the end of the game?
Oh, I'd say absolutely that's what they're trying to do. Of course, it's all about politics and maneuvering and setting up 2012. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at these numbers, and if you take those Bush tax cuts, which were like $800 or $900 billion, and you add a 15% across the board cut, that's $555 billion. That takes you to over $1.4 trillion right there.
Right.
You know, and not even touching the new health care thing that Obama put in, which is hundreds of billions of dollars more. I don't think it's too difficult. I just don't think they want to do it now, because then what are they going to fight about? You know, I mean,
you're right. The Republicans and Democrats, why can't we get along? The answer is it's not good for business to get along, really, in an election cycle, especially in a presidential year.
Yeah, and to talk about Libya, all I have to do is sing my favorite song, from the halls of Mount Kasuma to the shores of what?
Well, Tripoli.
Tripoli. Hello. You know, Marines were there before. He could have sent a battalion of Marines. As soon as they landed on the beach, all those goons and all those mercenaries, they would have hauled butt, because they would have not, you know, they're okay when they're shooting at defenseless men and women and children, but they do not want to run up against the USMC. But
yeah,
we got
absolutely,
Obama.
Absolutely, because they know that they will not be able to cut mustard, if you know what I mean. Hey, thanks, Tomas. Remember, you can always send us your thoughts, as I am fond of saying, at the tail end of the show, to AmericaTonight.net. I've got an exit line for you, however. Just keep this in mind, folks, when you're feeling a little blue. Some days you're the dog, some days you're the hydrant.